Begin by connecting to your breath, allowing your awareness to follow the natural rhythm of your in-breath and your out-breath. This rhythm might change as you bring your awareness to it, and that's fine. Just follow its natural rhythm, as you might follow the waves at the shore rolling up the beach and then out again. And as you connect with your breath, allow each in-breath to draw your awareness inside your body. To notice what's present there for you right now. Just taking in whatever physical sensations you find, without needing to understand them or know why they're there or fix them in any way. Just bringing awareness to whatever you're feeling in your physical body. And now bringing your awareness to any emotional sensations you might feel right now. We feel our emotions. So notice if you have any emotional sensations anywhere in your body, perhaps in your belly or your chest. Once again, just bringing your simple awareness to whatever you find without needing to know why you're feeling a certain way. Simply observing what's there with this accepting awareness. Now bringing this awareness to whatever is present in your mind right now, in the form of talk or images. You might discover single words floating through, or phrases. You might find a dialogue between different factions in your mind, or a monologue. You might find images from the past or the future. Whatever you find in your mind, just bring this same accepting awareness without needing to judge what's there, to understand it, or to fix it. Just allow yourself to become aware of what's present in your mind, as if you were watching a movie with talk and images. If you find yourself following down a train of thought, just gently bring your awareness back to whatever you notice present in your mind, arising and subsiding, disappearing when you bring your awareness to it, and then reappearing a few moments later. And now, resting back into this accepting place of awareness, and taking in the whole tapestry of your experience right now. The sensations in your body, the talk and images in your mind, all weaving together to create your experience in this moment. All held in the accepting and compassionate presence of your awareness. And now allow your imagination to begin to explore the various situations in your life that bring up concern or anxiety or fear for you. This might be in the area of health, your own or loved ones. It might be in the area of relationships. It might be in the area of work or career or finances. Just allow your mind to wander from one situation to the other and choose one that engages the experience of anxiety or worry or fear for you. It's not important that you choose the right one. Just choose the one that evokes the most feeling for you right now. And now, begin to engage your mind with that situation. What are the fearful or unfortunate outcomes that your mind is concerned about? And as you engage with those fearful outcomes, notice what happens in your body. How does your body respond to your mind focusing on these imagined situations? Where do you feel the fear or the anxiety in your body? Start to draw your awareness away from the situation itself and towards noticing what is the experience of the fear in your body. Do you feel it in your belly? In your chest? In your head? Perhaps you feel it all over your body. Perhaps it affects the level of energy that you feel. Bringing that accepting, curious awareness to whatever physical sensations you feel as you experience this anxiety or fear. Your mind might want to return to the situation that you're concerned about. That's okay, but just keep on drawing it back to the experience of the fear in your body. Now, imagine that you have either a small animal or a small child sitting on your lap. This small child might be you as a little child. Whoever it is, they are feeling all of the fear, perhaps even terror, that you are feeling. And they're feeling it in their little body, just as you are feeling it. Perhaps it's in their belly, perhaps in their chest, perhaps in their head, perhaps it's all over, perhaps they're frozen in fear or wanting to run. It doesn't matter what they're afraid of. What they need is your love, your compassion, your tenderness, your acceptance. So imagine putting your arms around this little being and infusing them with tenderness, with kindness, with love. You might experience this as a feeling. You might experience it as light. However you experience it, fill this little being up with compassion and kindness and tenderness. Accept them exactly as they are. You might find that your mind wants to wander here or there or back to the situation. That's fine. Just keep on drawing your focus back to offering this little being your love, your attention, your acceptance. And as you do that, notice what happens to the little being. How do they respond to this loving presence that you're offering them? And notice what happens to you in your own body. What happens as you connect to this love and this compassion? Now, imagine that you yourself are in the presence of some benevolent being. This might be a divine being with whom you have a relationship, or it might be an element of nature, like Mother Earth or Grandfather Fire or an ancient tree. It might be a human being, a beloved grandparent or elder. Whoever this being is, you find yourself in their presence. Perhaps even in their lap. And they are now enveloping you with this same compassion and love and tenderness. This being accepts you exactly as you are. Allow yourself to open to this loving presence. Open the cells of your body to receive this tenderness. Allow this benevolent energy into any areas of holding or tension that you might still have in your body. This benevolent presence wants to bathe you with tenderness and acceptance. Allow yourself to rest, to relax into this benevolent presence that has your back. Now, staying connected to the tenderness and compassion you feel for this little being on your lap. Staying connected to the benevolent presence that has your back. Allow yourself to take a look back at the situation that you brought to mind earlier. And notice if it looks any different to you from this perspective. You might find that a little fear or concern arises again, and that's okay. Just allow yourself to connect with your heart and the courage that it holds for you to face whatever you need to face in life. Not needing to push the fear away, but simply connecting again and again to your heart-connected courage. And now bringing your awareness once again to your breath, allowing your breath to draw your awareness into your body in this situation right now. Each in-breath connecting you to what you're feeling in your body. Each out-breath connecting you to the living world present around you right now.